Syria has turned over to international inspectors less than 5% of its chemical weapons, missing another deadline in its agreement to give up those stockpiles under threat of U.S. military action. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, says Damascus is not doing everything it can. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, says Damascus is not doing everything it can to meet that timetable, and that's unacceptable, says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Bashar al-Assad is not, in our judgment, fully in compliance because of the timing and the delays that have taken place, contrary to the OPCW's judgment that this could move faster. So the options are all the options that originally existed. No option has been taken off the table.
The agreement followed last August's chemical weapons attack in the suburbs of Damascus that killed hundreds. A United Nations investigation concluded that at least two of the rockets carrying deadly sarin gas were fired from areas controlled by government forces. President Assad denied responsibility, but agreed in September to hand over his chemical weapons in a deal that ultimately elevated his standing, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
I think it has transformed him from a pariah, a person that President Obama said had to go, whom he described as illegitimate, into someone whose cooperation we depend on for implementation of this chemical weapons deal.
More than 100,000 people have died in the Syrian conflict, and the use of chemical weapons has only strengthened President Assad, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
He has not had to pay a price for that. So, frankly, in the eyes of the Syrian people and his supporters, that's what got him more stature than any deal. They used him, they killed Syrians, and they didn't suffer any consequences. That's where the stature is.
Arely says President Assad's stature was further enhanced by President Obama backing off his threat to strike Syria militarily over chemical weapons. Yet this may have helped President Obama with Assad ally Iran, says American University professor Hillary Mann Leverett.
For many Americans, that's a bad thing. It shows us as weak. But for the Iranians, it doesn't. It actually shows that maybe the Americans can do diplomacy. Maybe there can be conflict resolution. And so they're jumping at that opportunity.
But ending the Syrian violence will not depend on the chemical weapons deal, according to Heidemann.
I think it is a significant mistake if we view the success of this chemical weapons deal as somehow signaling a starting point or an opportunity to address some of the broader conflict dynamics that are really driving the violence in Syria. What we've seen is absolutely no diminution in the killing, in the violence.
U.S. officials say they do not yet view Syria's chemical weapons delay as a formal violation of the agreement. Russian officials say they expect the Assad government to complete the handover of those weapons by the end of March. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.